Christians are quiet as persecution continues around the world. A ministry launches scripture distribution in 7 high conflict regions, and operations at a fallen school in Haiti shift to recovery. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are facing increasing amounts of persecution. In India, hundreds have been killed, thousands displaced. In Iraq, Christians have left the country because of the violence. The list goes on and on. However, many Christians in the West aren't concerned about it, says Glenn Penner, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada. But he's been pleased with the secular media coverage.
Groups like BBC, CNN, Fox, they've been actually covering some of the persecution in Orissa very well. In fact, recently I wrote a blog on this subject as to who's really silent. I really think that in some regards the secular media is doing a far better job than some of the Christian media is.
Penner adds,
many Christian radio stations, television programs, that's not a big part of their mandate. It's either playing music or sermons. Also, you know, part of the problem is that Christian leaders, as a rule in North America, very rarely say very much about persecution.
Individuals like you are interested, though. Go to our website to help VOM Canada. Next, the recruitment of child soldiers in high conflict areas is expected to grow. Book of Hope teams are countering this practice with the Book of Hope and with the movie The God Man. Book of Hope's Bob Hoskins explains.
This month, we're targeting 7 nations that we can't even name because they would be considered almost closed to the gospel. But we have faithful workers there that are willing to take the risk and sacrifice, and all they're asking us is to provide them the books and prayer.
Hoskins says reaching kids with the gospel could change the future of a nation. He shares the story of a man who murdered a Book of Hope worker and stole his books. The man later found a pastor and asked questions about forgiveness and sin.
The pastor prayed with him. He accepted Christ. And today he is a worker distributing Books of Hope in that same area. So it's the power of God's Word that can reach even a murderer in a conflict area and transform his life.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Haiti has been struck by one disaster after another this year. In the aftermath of multiple hurricanes comes a deadly school collapse in Paytonville that killed nearly 100. Bethany Christian Services partner in Haiti says they're trying to help with the funds that are needed for burial expenses in the community. Their purpose is to help the children of Haiti and spread the word of God to those they serve. Pray for healing to come and that the ministry team will be able to share hope. Meanwhile, in a recent visit to Haiti, Cure International's Dr. Scott Nelson and his team were able to treat 46 patients, a record number for the one-week trips. Dr. Nelson visits once every 3 months to perform evaluations, surgeries, and medical training to Haitians. Dr. Nelson specializes in pediatric orthopedics, an often neglected need in Haiti. Pray that Dr. Nelson and his team would be able to help those suffering and reflect the one true healer. And Faith Comes By Hearing is launching a text messaging program in the United States to bring audio scriptures to a larger audience, cell phone subscribers. Troy Carl explains the project.
For 6 days a week, we'll send you a chapter a day of the scripture in a full dramatized audio recording of the New Testament. And then on the 7th day, we'll send you a 45-second to 1-minute message about how audio Bibles are changing lives of people all around the world.
The need for such a ministry in the U.S. is surprisingly large, not only with non-believers, but with Christians as well.
65% of Bible-believing Christians in this country have never read the entire New Testament. So we're trying to change that, and we're trying to bring hope and peace to those who not only know God, but those who may not know Him.
Currently, programs are in English and Spanish, but will likely be in 330 languages by mid-2009. For information on how to receive the messages, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends and relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.